You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are full with people who want to play Rattle Off, so I think they should get that chance. Hi, Noelle. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
Well, I'm driving to work today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You excited about that?
I am excited. I actually like what I do very much. So,
well, now you got to spill the beans. What do you do?
I work for an orthodontist, so I get to change smiles all day.
Smiles.
Look at that.
All right.
I was kind of hoping, you know, when you said I love what I do, and then Jeremy says, "Well, what is that?" I was kind of hoping you would say, "I'm an assassin for the government."
Ooh.
I can't actually admit that on the radio, though, can I?
An assassin orthodontist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, what a cover. That's fantastic.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you called us, and let's play a little Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
For those of you listening who have never heard this game before, we're going to give Noelle a category. She has 10 seconds to rattle off five examples. In 10 seconds, sweet Noelle, we are looking. I'll give you the letter first. The letter is L, as in love your job. L. So I need, in 10 seconds, five U.S. states whose name includes the letter L. It doesn't have to start with it, but it must include the letter L somewhere in the name. Five states. Ready and go.
Louisiana, Florida, California.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
You are going to kick yourself that you didn't say Colorado.
There's a state called Colorado.
Oh,
that's funny, isn't it?
Dang it.
And, of course, New Mexico, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Minnelota?
Minnelota,
would we accept Minnelota?
I could have gotten creative, but, you know.
Darn it. You missed Colorado.
That's funny. Listen, you are delightful. Have a great day at the dentist's office, okay?
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was funny.
Real good.
Here's Kinder. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That's right. Just like kindergarten.
Yeah.
Like how people.
Kindergarten.
All right. What's the origin?
It's an old family surname that goes back in the years when my grandfather wanted to have a grandchild named Kinder, so here I am.
There you are.
There you are.
Proudly representing.
The funny thing is,
shout out.
I was actually born in Germany because my dad was in the military, so it was just coincidental that they named me Child while we lived in Germany. Get it?
Oh, no, because that's what it translates to. Kinder is child in German?
Right.
Is that right? Oh.
All right.
Fun fact for the day.
So, that's fun for you.
Kindergarten, what is the garden? Is that child? What does that translate to?
I don't know, people end up in the garden or something.
No, that's G-A-R-T-E. Now I got to look it up.
Oh, now look what you did, Kinder.
Yeah, sorry. Diversion.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm actually an Air National Guardsman at Buckley Air Force Base.
All right. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We were right. Garten, G-A-R-T-E-N, still does mean garden. And so the idea for kindergarten started back in the 1800s. They referred to it as the Garden of Children.
Creepy.
Yeah, I wasn't that far off.
You were right there.
The
yeah, there you
the
go.
The Garden of Children.
Right
you
next
go out
to
and
the,
pick a few.
The carrots.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, look at this. A very
educational
show.
Is that where Cabbage Patch Kids came from?
Oh.
Huh?
Why not?
Why not?
It takes more research for that.
Oh, that's funny. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready, Kinder?
I'm ready.
All right. 10 seconds. We need five famous princesses. These can be real or fictional. Five princesses. Ready and go.
Princess Jasmine, Snow White, Cinderella, Princess and the Pea, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda?
I made that one up. I don't know. Is it
there's an Esmeralda.
I was waiting for Princess Diana.
Where's what's the Frozen girl? Frozen Anna?
Elsa?
Anna. Elsa. Elsa.
Let me look up Princess Esmeralda. Princess... where'd our music go?
Oh, there it is.
She is Princess Marie Esmeralda of Belgium. She's a member of the Belgian royal family. And do you know what that means, Kinder?
Wow.
Pulled that one out of my back pocket.
Out of your back pocket? I'd say you pulled it out of your butt. But you know what? That's good enough. You're a winner!
Da, 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 da. There was also a Princess Esmeralda in the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Disney cartoon.
I'll be darned.
That there is likely more what I was thinking.
Yeah, you were on the Disney kick.
No. Don't do that. Stick with a really obscure one.
You're like,
stick with Princess Esmeralda of Belgium.
I knew that. No big deal.
Oh, that's funny. She's also a journalist and documentary maker.
How about that?
Oh, there you go.
Well, I'm also a journalist, so you know what?
That's fantastic. Look her up. Kinder, you're delightful. Stand by, and Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your gift card to the Melting Pot, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kinder.
We appreciate you listening. See, and there's a lesson to be learned there. You just got to throw stuff out and let us decide if it works or not.
Got it right there at the buzzer for the win.
Mm-hmm. So there you go, another satisfied customer on the Dom and Jeremy show.